The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I love both of them. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband was ear hustling and heard me tell my sister, I love both of them. I was telling her that I had been talking to an old friend and I said that I loved him. My sister said it's not possible to love another man if I'm married. We went back and forth about it and I truly believe I'm right. My husband only heard me saying that I love another man and him. What he didn't hear was that I have love for my friend, but I'm not in love with him. My sister's messy behind came over a day later and we got into a heated discussion with my husband. She sided with him and said that it goes against everything marriage stands for me to say that I love my friend because he's a man. The fact that she is even joining forces with my husband against me is weird to me. I told my husband that he should never go against me and take her side. He said what's right is right and I'm wrong. I don't see why it is so hard for him to understand. He said, if that's the case, then he loves my sister. That caught me by surprise and I had to pause for a second because it came out of left field and it was a terrible example. The whole thing is stupid and now my husband said he doesn't want me to see my friend during the holidays while he's in town. My sister totally agrees with my husband and I'm trying to figure out why she cares. To settle the debate, can a married lady love a platonic male friend or should a woman cut all of her male friends out of her life just because her husband tells her to do that? Okay, well, you know, we talk about this a lot on the show. If you're female having male friends and a male having female friends, it just doesn't go with marriage. You know, something can happen. It just can. You know, feelings can happen. You know, it doesn't always happen like that, but there's the chance that it can. You know, I don't like the fact that your sister's all up in your business. She shouldn't be. But, I mean, in this instance, she's, you know, she's kind of right. You're loving this man and you're loving your husband. I mean, I know we're supposed to love everybody. You know, that's morally correct and all of that. Love everyone. But you didn't say you were in love with him. You didn't say you wanted to sleep with him. You didn't say any of that. But your mistake was just saying it to your messy sister, like you said, who took it the wrong way. She caused somewhat of a mess between you and your husband in your marriage. You should have kept that to yourself, the fact that you say you love this other guy, and just taken it to the grave. And I do understand your husband feeling some kind of way about this. That's a blow to his ego. No man wants to hear his wife saying they love another man. I don't care what it is or what you mean mean by it. How else was he supposed to take that? So no, put your marriage first and your husband's feelings first, and don't agree to see this man for the holidays. The issue is just too hot right now in your house and everything. Your friend will have to understand, and please find out what's going on with your sister, who just really needs to mind her own business. Steve?
I love both of them. This lady in this letter, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's wrong, 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 wrong on all fronts. See, the fact that what he heard is what he heard is the problem. And he didn't just hear it, you said it. Now, I don't know how you think this is supposed to shape out, and I don't know how you're trying to shape it, but let me tell you what's really going on in his mind. My husband was ear hustling. Well, he wasn't ear. You was talking too damn loud in front of him or around the corner, whatever. And he heard me tell my sister I love both of them. I was telling her that I had been talking to an old friend, and I said I loved him. My sister said it's not possible to love another man. Now, first of all, I was talking to an old friend, and I told him I love him. Okay, that's a bad move. That's a bad move. If you tell a man you love him, that's a bad move. What you want, what you thought he heard? He heard chance, opportunity, potential sex. That's what he heard. I love
what?
You. That's what he heard.
Okay, okay.
Because he a man.
That's what he heard.
I don't know what, okay. What y'all be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Listen
I'm
to me. There is not a man that don't think about sex every single day, several times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all, man. My sister said it's not possible to love another man if I'm married. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Because you just said you did. So obviously that ain't true. We went back and forth about it, and I truly believe I'm right. Well, okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Now, you believe you're right. So now what you want us to do? My husband only heard me saying that I love a man and him. What he didn't hear was I have love for my friend, but I'm not in love with him. Girl, bye. The fact that your husband heard you say you love another man, he ain't got to hear nothing else.
So what's going through his mind when he heard her say that?
She loved this other dude. That's what he heard.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what she said.
Yeah.
I love both of them. Now, he going, damn, here I'm footing all the bills. I'm in here to ask you to marry you. I'm your husband. We got a family together. We trying to make it work. And you sitting up here talking about you love him, too? How the hell you love him and you sitting up in here married to me? You have an instant problem.
Yeah.
All right.
She all wrong. She wrong in this lane. There ain't no fixing this for her. You're in trouble. I'll leave you. Audi 5000. Divorce number
all right,
three.
Part, on keep the it way. Right there. Keep it right
Court
there, like
day.
Luther said.
Said it.
We'll have part two of your response, Steve, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I love both of them. We'll get back into it right after this.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject is, I love both of them.
Your husband overheard you having a conversation, talking to your sister, and you said you love both of them, meaning you love your husband and this friend that you have been talking to. Your sister told you that it's not possible to love another man if I'm married. Well, that ain't true because you just said it. We went back and forth about it, and I truly believe I'm right. Okay, all right, so you're right. Okay, now take your right self on to the next part. My husband only heard me saying that I love another man and him. What he didn't hear was that I have love for my friend, but I'm in love with him. That don't make no damn difference. If I hear you say you love another man, okay, go on over that then. Sure hope he love you, because you finna get over there with him. My sister, messy behind, came over a day later. We got into a heated discussion with my husband. She sided with him. She told you that on the beginning. What's the surprise? And said it goes against everything marriage stands for. Well, it do. You tripping. If you heard your husband say to his brother, I love both of them, girl, how would you feel? He couldn't explain that to you. I know he couldn't. And the fact that she's even joining forces with my husband against me is weird. I can't believe you think you're right in this situation. You let your husband hear you say you love another man, and now you mad at your sister for siding with him. He not finna be unmad about this. He not finna understand it. I told my husband he should never go against me and take her side. What? How you trying to get somebody on your side in this? How you told your husband he should never go against you. You went against him. You the one. Bishop Bonner said it best. Be careful of people who play the victim in situations that they create. Now you sitting up here telling your husband he should never go against you. When you the one said you love another man. He said what's right is right and I'm wrong, and he is right about that. I don't see why it's so hard for him to understand. Because it would be damn near impossible for your ass to understand. If you heard your husband say he loved you and another woman, where we at with this? What woman is going to sit through that and go, oh, I understand what you said? No. Hell no. All she heard was, okay, ladies, just listening to the show. You walk in the room and you hear your man, your boyfriend, a dude you date, your fiance, or your husband on the phone with his brother and say, hey, man, I love both of them. What? I love this girl I'm dating. I love this girl I'm engaged to. I love my wife. And I love this other girl.
What? Who you talking to?
What? You know what? I can't even tell you how that's going to end up.
Right. Great.
And I don't. Why is it so hard for him to understand? He said, if that's the case, then he loves my sister. Well, that caught me by surprise. He said, okay, cool. All right, let me show you how it sounds. I love your sister.
Mm-hmm.
What? Excuse? Huh? Mm-hmm. What you say? I love your sister. Why that's so hard to understand? Wait a minute, hold, wait. Well, what you, my, that's my, see, he pumped the brakes, he threw it on him. And I had to pause for a second. Yeah, he got you. Because it came out of left field, and it was a terrible example. No, it's the exact same damn example. He loved another woman outside of you. Yeah. And you ought to understand that. The whole thing is stupid, and now my husband said he doesn't want me to see my friend during the holidays while he in town. Well, you carry your ass over there if you want to.
You better not.
When you take your ass over there, stay over there. I done told you. Because I keep telling y'all about these friendships. You done told this man you love him. You gonna go see him while you in town over the holidays. You don't think he looking upside your head? Where is she here? My sister totally agrees with my husband. I'm trying to figure out why she cares. To settle the debate, can a married lady love a platonic male friend, or should a woman cut all her male friends out of her life just because her husband tells her to do it? Ta-da! The Bible says, leave all others and cleave only unto her. Now, I'm telling you, man, you can't. You can do it, but it ain't going to be healthy for you. As you can see right now, it's already created a major problem for you.
It crushed him.
Now, how you think? Now, he done told you don't go see him, and you going to go see him anyway? Okay. So now, damn what I say. And you know why you going to damn what I say? Because you love him.
So you said you wouldn't stick around for it, Steve.
You're not doing this to me.
Huh.
I'm just telling you right now, you're not doing this to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will leave your ass.
Come on.
Said that already.
Say it again.
I just like
dog, I will leave
that.
Your ass. I don't give a damn what you say.
All right. Post
I
your
will
comments.
Leave your ass.
I love it. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey.
You can look at my history. I have proof of concept on this here.
Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.